Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode of Living Light Outdoors. On the mic with you, it's Wednesday. It's study time, week 5 of Supernatural Power for Everyday People. This is our last segment of this. We're going to finish this particular piece tonight. I've already got some stuff set up that I'll be putting together for the next few weeks that we'll move into. But we've been dealing with the Holy Spirit, talking about the Holy Spirit and how He affects our lives and how He empowers us and how much we desperately need the power of the Holy Spirit. So as we finish up tonight, we started in week 1, we started apart from God's power, there is no Christian life. And that was number 1 of this series. Number 2 was, what do you do when you feel like God's not speaking to you? Oftentimes we do feel that way. Thirdly, we talked about God's voice, how to hear His voice. Week 4, we talked about the love of God. And tonight, we're going to talk about forgiven and free. Somewhere in there, enjoying God's presence is involved in this as well. But we are forgiven and free as we enjoy God's presence. The Supernatural Power for Everyday People, week 5. If you're a Christian, if you've repented of your sin and placed your faith in Jesus Christ to receive His sinless life, His sacrificial death, and the glorious resurrection for your own, if you've accepted Him, if you believe in Him, you've accepted Him, you are forgiven and free, and you are fellowshipping with God right now. I mean, that's just how it is. If you've repented of your sin and given your life to Christ, asked Him to cleanse you of all unrighteousness, ask Him to cleanse you, come and live inside of you, fill your heart, fill you with the power of the Holy Spirit, you're living in fellowship with God right now. And right this very second, you are enjoying God's presence. Maybe you don't feel like it, but it is true. Right this very second, you are enjoying God's presence. Closer than the hair on your head and the skin on your bones is His presence to us. He lives in us. His presence resides inside of us. And this is what the Holy Spirit is committed to doing in your life. The Holy Spirit is committed to being God's presence with us at all times, literally living inside of us, closer than even the hair on our head, making you more and more aware of your closeness with God through union with Christ, and continually making you holier as the outworking of that union. So the tighter we get, the more we seek Him, the closer we get to Him, the closer He gets to us, is the essence of that. Do you apprehend God's presence? The promise of God's presence has been sounded loud and clear. Jesus said He would send us His Spirit. To anyone who believes in Him, He has granted this promise. He has even promised that we would be baptized by the Holy Spirit. What on earth can that mean, right? Well, it's not really something on earth, but rather something in heaven. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is the believer's immersion into the life of the Holy Spirit. It's literally an immersion of the Holy Spirit coming alive inside of us, consuming us. That's this baptism being, well, we know what water baptism is, right? I mean, it's being dunked under. We're being immersed in the very presence of God, and His Holy Spirit is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It is a consuming of our spirit by the Spirit of heaven. It's a consuming of He over us. Our surrendering of our will and receiving His will. Our surrendering of our spirit and allowing His Spirit to fill us completely. This consuming spirit of the Spirit of heaven, making us citizens of heaven as we live and breathe today. We're of this world, we're in this world, but we're not of it. When we commit our lives to Christ, we're foreigners here. Our home is elsewhere. And one day we'll be going to that new home. But until then, we have to endure till the end. Because of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we are not just sitting in a chair right now reading a book, but we're also seated with Him in the heavenly places. It's Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. It is because of the baptism of the Holy Spirit that we are not just tucked into our bed right now reading a book, but also tucked in with God, with His Son, Jesus Christ. It's all inclusive. We have Him at every moment of every living day that we breathe this earth's air. God's presence consumes us. Colossians chapter 3, verse 3 says, "For you died to this world, and your new life, your new real life, is hidden with Christ in God." the time has come to walk in the Spirit, to walk by the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, who is God, can be trusted to lead us through this life's journey. Listen, we've been talking a lot about the chaos of this world, the chaos of today's lifestyles. God's Spirit can guide us through the treacherous times of this darkness. His light expels darkness. Darkness cannot reside in the light. It has to flee. So when we have the light of the Creator Himself in us, darkness can't touch us. Darkness can't creep in on us because light dispels that darkness. The Holy Spirit, God, can be trusted to lead us in this life's journey. He can be trusted above all to lovingly provide us with all we need for all our days and then some. We talk a little bit about this. God doesn't always give us our wants. He doesn't always give us the things that we desire, but He always gives us those things in which we need. When we're following Him, when we're serving Him, when we're pursuing Him, sometimes life throws some challenges. We understand challenge. Ron and I understand challenge. We understand physical challenge, financial challenge, all of those challenges. It's real. We get it. But God is yet to ever fail us. God has provided for us in any given moment, at any given time, including that proverbial check in the mail. We've seen it happen. We saw it happen not long ago when we had a desire to do something, really was not in a position to help someone. And basically, we basically said, if that proverbial check comes in the mail, she goes out and gets the mail. And guess what was in the mail? An unexpected check. And we were able to do what we felt like God had put on our hearts. That's how He works. That's His Holy Spirit. He provides for the needs of His people at all times. And then some. Luke chapter 11, verse 13 says, "If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?" That's our ask. We need to spend our time asking God for more. Not just more provisions, not just more stuff, more of Him. We need to ask God for all that He has for us spiritually. That infilling of the Holy Ghost. I know that many of you and many of our listeners may not fully understand that. Well, that's why we've spent so much time teaching on the Holy Spirit, because I want you to understand that it's for you and it will help you. It'll help all of us in times of struggle, in times of battle, in times of peace, in times of giving, in times of want. The Holy Spirit walks with us as God's presence in us. It's like wearing His skin is pretty much how it is. But we need to seek Him and seek His fullness of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6 says, "And He raised us up together with Him when we believed, and He seated us with Him in the heavenly places, because we are in Christ Jesus." Listen, when we're walking in relationship to Jesus Christ, we are in Him. He is in us. We are walking in a union that is unlike any other. It's a supernatural. It's just like what it says, supernatural power for everyday people. When we walk in the Holy Spirit, when we walk in the power of God, the supernatural walks in us, with us, surrounds us, covers us, enables us, and empowers us, protects us from these things of this world. This is our joy. The serving in the Lord with His presence around us is our joy. It's part of the joy of our salvation to walk in such a relationship with God. Are you there? Are you in that midst? Or do you feel His presence? I know that seems kind of funny. I mean, not always do I feel God's presence, but it doesn't take me long to find Him. I can be down in the dumps. I can have one of them woe is me moments going on, and I have them frequently, have them from time to time. I've had some lately. And in the process of that, it doesn't take long for me to find myself immersed back in that presence. Because all I have to do is seek Him. All I have to do is call out to Him. All I have to do is just say, "God, I'm in a bad place. I need Your presence." And He's right there. No matter how far we run away from Him, He's a step behind us. You understand that? The moment you turn, He's right there. There is no having to wait for Him. There's coming a time when we're going to look for Him and we're not going to be able to find Him. So that relationship with Him must be tight now, because once we're His, once we begin to serve Him and follow Him and live according to His word, He's with us always. Don't run away. Don't turn your back. Don't walk out. Take Him with you. walk in His presence, walk in His Holy Spirit. Let the supernatural power of everyday people live inside of you. The Holy Spirit is our guide. He's our comforter. He's our helpmate. He's our provider. He's the connection that we have on this earthly realm with our Heavenly Father. And that connection is never broken by Him. We serve a mighty God. Let your light so shine among men that they are drawn unto Him. That's our calling. That's what we're here to do. God bless you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for following on our podcast. Next week, we'll begin a whole new series. I'm excited about it. I've already been putting things together for it. I've been working on lots of stuff, had some time to do so. So I'm excited. We're going to continue on this journey of just seeking whatever it is that God has for us and His empowerment, especially in these days that we are in, so that we can seek out that which is lost so they may be found. Amen. Ronnie and I love you. We're praying for you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers. Please continue to pray with us, pray for us, pray over us, and this ministry as a whole, as God takes us to wherever He chooses. Amen. We love you. We're praying for you. We'll talk to you again real soon.